It's funny, you said something in a podcast the other day where people will say, well, yeah, my childhood was fine. And there's parts of mine that were like comfortable. Like we had food, we played the sports, like the four of us are super tight, all the things. But the more and more that I learned about it, a lot of it was just like, okay, let's make sure that everything looks the way it's supposed to.
I was not supposed to be successful.
Hey there, Casey Shipp here, fitness model, hormone expert, and a master energy healer. I help goal-oriented women clear out the reason why nothing has worked and finally step into their purpose and get everything they've ever wanted.
What's up, y'all? Casey Shipp here on the podcast, the free group, all of the things. So today's special because, oh my God. So she's a D1, former D1 athlete. And I've been looking at my training videos. We're even going to post some old ones with like me hitting the sledgehammer and pulling sleds and, you know, deadlifting where I get hemorrhoids and my bloodshot eyes come out because I'm fucking squatting 225 when I weigh like 105. You know what I'm saying? Like all this came up and here's Justine. And I even said, I was like, so tell me a little bit about what's happened before we get on, you know, live. And she goes through and tell me, but the biggest thing I think that we're going to talk about today is that you don't have to beat yourself. And she's going to tell us like how her body feels better. She's had a ton of results through working with our program. She's honestly kind of still a newbie. So thank you, Justine, for taking time out of your work day to share with our followers what's working for you.
Happy to do it. Glad to be here.
All right. So let's get rolling because she don't bullshit. So tell us a little bit about, okay, do you have kids, no kids? How long have you been with a partner, single? What do you do for work? Do you want to give me just so people can just get to know you a little better?
Yeah, 30-second elevator speech. I'm a former multi-sport athlete. I was a track and field athlete my freshman year in college, but I played D1 basketball. And so like my dad's NFL, my brother played football, all the things. Like we're like, go to the gym, do the shit, right? Like even my mom, she's probably more competitive than all three of us combined, which is hilarious because she didn't do anything in college like that. But I got married at a real young age. I was 20, dear God, 22, didn't even know myself at that point. We were probably really good friends, didn't have any business getting married. We were married for 12 years and then just kind of parted ways, probably in the most amicable divorce ever. But I still had a lot of trauma from that. Didn't really realize it was like the conditioning and all of that kind of stuff. But I've been in college sports since, dear God, since I played, whether it's running Division I championships or just being an event person. Right now, I run a $65 million hockey arena and have a bunch of people that I manage that are just kind of high-powered peeps all the time. So I have to have my shit together most days. So I got to a point where I just knew that if I was doing that much work and putting in that much time and not getting results, there was something way beyond what my processes were that needed to get fixed, 100%.
You're amazing. You're amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, and people like us, I consider like us because we're very high performance, you and me. People look at us like how they do it, you know, strong D1 athlete, we got these things, and entrepreneur. People think we're still not humans. And so it feels so good when somebody just says, hey, man, I just want to say, I know where you came from. I know where you were last year. Great job. It feels good.
Yes, I appreciate it.
So what do you think about the new Deion Sanders coming out with his coaches?
So crazy, right? Because those were our rivals growing up. Like you went to CSU, you used to hate Boulder, all the things. But I mean, I got to hand it to him. This guy knows how to be in the spotlight, good, bad, or indifferent. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Like hopefully he can produce. I mean, Nebraska's not really a test, but it's fine.
I love his, Showtime. You know, it's like, isn't it his Indy Primetime? Isn't that what he goes by?
Yeah, Primetime.
Yeah, prime time. It's like the shit he's putting out though, like his little one-liners. I'm here for that. I like his little one-liners.
Drop moments for sure.
All right. So, do you remember the main? I didn't have your app pulled up. What was the main problem? Well, let me go back. What brought you in? Did you see like one of my? What was the ad or the Casey-ism that brought you in? Do you remember?
It's funny because you have said it in some subsequent videos that I've watched in terms of like when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And I think that there was a couple of different coaches that I'd worked with that sort of baby stepped me to be able to accept or receive all the things that you were doing. Like a couple of coaches had maybe the hormone piece right, or somebody had the training right, but nobody had all three of them, specifically the trauma-informed approach, because I had all these things that were going on in my personal life, but would compartmentalize it so that I could do my professional life and couldn't figure out why I'm walking upwards of 20,000 steps some days, running events, and still couldn't take any weight off. It was ridiculous. And so I'm like, okay, I have all the knowledge, all the skills. I can do the thing. Why isn't this working? And so obviously I just needed to try something else. And getting my shit cleared was the first course I went through, and it was a game changer.
Okay. When you say you used to compartmentalize, will you share just a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, when your dad's a former NFL player, right? Like, he's really good at teaching you that there's a time and a place for everything. And while that's really helpful from a professional perspective, like, you don't need to have like a breakdown in the middle of a staff meeting when there's 30 guys staring at you. It's different than going home and never dealing with it, or maybe not dealing with it in a way to where you're fully recognizing, okay, yeah, this is an issue for me. And so I was good at just putting it over here. Did I go back to it? Sometimes, but probably not enough to be able to actually work through it.
Do you think that has anything to do, and this may be a taboo subject, especially these days with sex. Mm-hmm. Do you think it has anything to do, because you had brothers, right?
Younger brother, yep, just one.
Okay, just one. Mm-hmm. Like, my dad, he wouldn't say this, but he didn't really know what to do with a little girl. Mm-hmm. So if I was more like a boy, just did things for the daddy, you know, non-emotional, that was just like receiving love. That's how you got along with daddy. So do you feel like, and maybe not,
yeah,
that you did that because it was harder for you because you are feminine? Like, mm-hmm. Do you think your brother and a man that, I'm not saying they don't have emotions at all, it's just they're a little bit different than we are, you know? Like, do you think your brother has similar struggles, or does he seem to, you know, brush it off? I guess my question is, do you feel like it's hard because you are a female and we are feelers and we have intuition and we have this softness about us that we are feeling type beings?
I would say partly so, but I actually would take it less from gender and more to just religious trauma, to be honest with you. Like, he's a Christian pastor that does his whole deal. Like, he's a Black man. My mom's white, and we grew up in middle-class white suburbia. And there was a lot of things that I think needed, in the spirit of authenticity, to look a certain way. Right. And so the whole don't give them a reason to talk shit thing was good in some capacity, but you can't function like that for every category in your life. And so the way things looked almost became more important than doing things from that soul-based, hey, this is good for me. This is what I need. This is how to work through. Like, I think there was a lot of things he went through and dealt with that maybe no one ever showed him how to work through. And that was honestly one of the bigger breakthroughs that I have. I think it was easier for my brother because he had more time to verbally spar with my dad than I did. But it was I need to tell you that, like, you put some stuff on me and that's not mine to carry. I needed to give that back. And so we've been able to work through a lot of that stuff, but I think a lot of it was religious trauma, cultural trauma. But it's funny. You said something in a podcast the other day where people will say, well, yeah, my childhood was fine. And there's parts of mine that were like comfortable. Like, we had food, we played the sports, like the four of us are super tight, all the things. But the more and more that I learned about it, a lot of it was just like, okay, let's make sure that everything looks the way it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm. And you know, kids are narcissistic, like they need a lot of energy. And I think just growing up, just being alive, you're going to go through some trauma, especially sure. As a child, because man, our parents were fucking tired. They're tired. Yep. And when they're tired, they can't give to themselves, much less us. So it's like everybody, I don't care who your parents were, man, it's always nice to just learn about emotional intelligence and just look into some things. But okay, thanks for sharing that. I just kind of follow the one I ask the questions. I'm going to trust while I'm asking them.
And as a caveat, like, my parents are two of the greatest people I know. At the same time, that there is just, we all have things that we have shortcomings in, right? And to be able to recognize that as an adult and say, okay, sweet, this is where I came from, but it's not my responsibility to change it, is a big deal.
Exactly. Yeah, I love that. I love that. Okay. So backing up here. So you were doing all the things. You said 20,000 steps a day. Obviously, how much were you training? Like, how often would you go to the gym and for how long?
You know, it fluctuated because I actually was a personal trainer for a while, and my brother and I got to train in the same gym. And then when we were doing that, we were working out 5 days a week, doing the upper lower split, doing a plyo day on Wednesday, playing hoops on the week, like doing all kinds of crazy stuff. When you drop off from that activity level and you bloat up, or you get married and you start eating out with your husband and you bloat up, and then you just think, okay, well, I just need to do more. I need to like get up and do, like, for me, the biggest transition in all of this is I always felt like I just needed to do more, and learning that that's not a thing in your relationship sometimes was an astronomical light bulb for me. But I was probably training anywhere from 5 to 6 days a week, and then went to zero. When I went to my functional doctor, they're like, you're not allowed to work out. And I'm like, come again? Because that's kind of like my thing, where I get to go mentally, like pick up heavy shit, put it down, makes me feel better, the whole nine. But I was at that point where I wanted to try anything. I'm like, okay, am I working out too much? Sweet. So I didn't. And then I gained even more weight after they were telling me you're allergic to this and that. And the other thing, theirs wasn't sustainable either, even though it felt like it was a holistic approach. So, and then not feeling guilty for not working out, that's a whole nother conversation. But
see, and that's, I did a podcast today. It's not loaded yet on that. So that was my problem too, is I went to these doctors, the trainers, but the doctors specifically, even healers for the emotional. And they were real quick to like you're saying, hey, don't do this, or here's the problem. But it's like, they didn't give you the, how the integrative work or anything like that. So did they put you on, or we don't have to share out what they did. Did they put you on hormones?
They told me what my hormone levels were. And then nothing crazy from the perspective of hormone supplements, but more like vitamin D's, and here's a detox shake, and you should take your calories to this, which was like something like 1,000, like something that was able to take me down. But as soon as I went down, I went straight back up. Like, it was just, the fact that they told me there's nothing wrong with my thyroid was ridiculous after, now that I know what, like, we've gone through our whole panel thing, and it's anyway.
Yeah. Well, we'll go over that too in a second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, how much weight did you have on you? And did you come in for that? Were you here for like, hey, I know something's up with my hormones, or did you come in for like, I need to get 20 pounds off, I don't know what I'm not doing?
I think it was weight motivated to start with, but I knew that there was holistic crap going on, because I lift too much weight and I work too fucking hard to be as heavy as I was. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. Got it. And let's see what, well, do you remember what message it was that I was talking about? Was it no cardio, or was it something emotional?
I think it was because it was on Instagram, because I remember looking at it. And I think it was one of the ones where you were outside walking around talking about it, saying next to no cardio, here's how many calories I eat a day, and the trauma-informed approach. And I think that was what clicked for me, because I know that you don't need to kill yourself doing cardio. I've never been that person, because I'm built like a sprinter. It's just not how, it's not how my body works. At the same time, that lifting weights for me never really helped either. Like, I can move some stuff, like I'm strong as shit, but I never was the shape that I wanted to be if I wasn't running myself to death in a basketball or track situation. So those things didn't compute for me. And I'm going, I'm emotionally intelligent and spiritually intelligent enough to know, okay, like, this is bigger than what my processes are right now in those categories.
Totally. And I just noticed that I don't have the spotlight on when I'm talking. How do we do that? Choose virtual background. Let's see if I can do this real quick.
Okay.
Choose blur background, choose video settings. Let me see. Touch up my bear. It's okay. Display. Enable. Yeah. See myself as out of speaker while speaking. Perfect. Boom. Got it. Okay. Now I got to make sure when you talk, it goes back, because I like that shit. Because my editing team, they get some good shit from it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. That's why we have good people around us.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Okay. So, I love that you came in for my message, you know, just because a lot of times when we get hormones only, it doesn't work. It just, it's a different person. So you came in for the right reasons. It was a weight thing initially. You knew that there was something deeper going on. You were aware of it. So can we get more Justine's? Okay. let's see here. Now, out of all the programs that were out there, I think you've already answered this. What made you choose it specifically? Was it the fact that we handled the three? Like, in your mind, I guess, how would you describe, like, why did you choose ours?
I think the holistic, right? Because when you talk about being high motivated, high achiever, you're smart enough to figure out how to do stuff like the bro diets. And here's the step 1, 2, 3. There are a million of those out there. And if it was out there, I effing tried it. Right. So I'd get into these cycles and I'm like, why can't I get past a certain point? And it would be literally, now I can feel it as I'm talking to it, like this bodily response of, if I don't track everything, I'm going to fail, or I'm too tired. And I woke up, like there was a thing that would always throw me off of whatever process I was supposed to be on. And I'm looking at myself like, Justine, you are a Division I athlete, like a walk-on that earned a scholarship, no less. And you can't follow an effing dieting plan. What is your deal?
Like shaming yourself.
Yes. And I would get nervous when I would want to check in with my coaches. I'd be like, I had a good day on Monday, but Tuesday and Wednesday sucked because I didn't want to say any of that because I really needed to be perfect because I wanted to be better than everybody else. And I wanted to be the perfect client and all these things. And when I got on the phone, I can't remember if it was Gracie or Nicole first, but when we talked about the perfectionism piece and her response to not needing to just throw me into the workouts to start with, it almost was like a big, okay, so I can work on the things I'm supposed to work on and no one's going to shame me for not getting into the gym 4 times a week because that's not really where we're supposed to be starting.
God, can I just get more of you?
I appreciate it.
Damn. Because you're just so aware. You're here to get better. It's like, I just love that shit, man. Fuck. Okay. And maybe, I don't know. I'm not even going to go there. I just really appreciate your spirit.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're just a breath of fresh air. So what aspects about our program, you said you got in, like, what was one of the first things you did? Tell us a little about that just to help them, because, you know, people are watching you.
Right.
Of course, they're like, tell me exactly, like, what did you do? Like, what would you say you did initially? Tell me about what happened.
Sure. So there's two pieces I think are worth talking about in this scenario from the perspective that I went through something traumatic that was relationship oriented, and it threw me off my game enough to where I was laying in bed and I'm going, I'm not somebody that can just like call in and say, I'm not coming to work today. My job doesn't function like that. Like, again, I run a $65 million hockey arena and people need shit and they need it tomorrow or yesterday. And so I was like, I can't do that and be feeling like I am. So I need to find this content so that I can work through something that's going to make me feel better. So it was the Clear My Shit course. That I got into right in the beginning of it. But I think even before that, when I was talking to Nicole, it was Nicole, I knew it was going to be a financial investment, right? And something in that moment said, investing in yourself is going to return the money to you. So you need to not worry about it in that way. Yeah. And I think I felt the vibration and later understood that I had a weird money block, but that I decided in that moment that I wasn't going to have one because I knew that this was the right thing to do and the money would show up.
How'd you know it was right?
I just felt it, man. I wish that there was like a cookie cutter reason for it, but I was like, you know what? This is different because there's a thing that I need to work in and I have to sit in it and it's going to be uncomfortable. And it's not the diet. It's not the workout. It's not any of that stuff. I'm doing all of that because those are pieces that you need. But this is the stuff that's not talk therapy that I need to sit in and be like, why doesn't this work for me? Not for the person next to me, not for even for you in that moment, but like, what is this? And I bet I went through every video and clear my shit probably 3 or 4 times before I moved on to the next one because they were just that potent in that moment.
What were some things that helped you? What was some realizations, anything like that?
I think the worthiness part of it as a connected to the perfectionist piece and being able to find that within me instead of the external validation, right? You grow up as an athlete and your coach tells you if you do well, the fans tell you if you do well. Like there's always an external thing that's measuring if you're good enough. And realizing that that's performance-based, it's really hard not to internalize all of that. And so I got into a relationship and was trying to, this will make you laugh, competitive my way into this dude choosing me. And that is not how it works. And I think in that realization, I was like, shit, man, I have a lot of self-improvement to do. So I'm going to forget about what everybody else says about me in this moment. And I'm just going to keep watching videos. It's like one thing after another, and I'm just going to keep watching videos until I find something that's like, that is it. And it's finding your worth with inside yourself and not letting anybody tell you or knock you off your game otherwise, regardless of what the situation is. And I've been through some hard stuff.
Yeah.
So the fact that I was getting crazy about a relationship almost competitive to me and to be like, Justine, come on, like you shouldn't, but shaming aside, it put me exactly in the place that I needed to be in to get my shit together.
Yeah. And that's so cool. That's just, that I love, like you have like that coach energy in you. I just love it. So much inspiration. And yeah, and I honor, I understand like people like you and me, cause we are so strong. When we kind of get ready to change something, like we have gone, like we're at a breaking point.
Yeah.
So you say you've been through some shit, for you to be here and like want to make a positive change. Like I see that. I see you. You know what I mean? Like I see you. Cause we can handle a lot more than the average person, you know?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not, and we're not supposed to.
It's true. I was crying to my friend the other day, and this is funny because like you talk about this process, like it's supposed to be this linear trajectory, and it's not. Like healing is not a thing that anybody can measure in that way. And I was feeling bad because I stayed home all weekend kind of on purpose. But I'm like, okay, if I didn't reach out to all these people, I don't know if I would have gotten a text message the entire weekend. And he's talking back to me and he's just like, dude, that's just kind of your energy. Like you're the one that picks up everybody else. You're the one that checks on everybody else. And people just forget that they need to do it back. So I don't think it is in a reflection of how they see you. It's just, they've gotten used to you being the one to do it. Right. And so that strong factor sometimes isn't the funnest place to be, but it is the cross we carry for sure.
Absolutely. Yep. 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 Reminds me of that movie Encanto, the strong sister. So the getting in the worthiness, finding out, like going inside instead of plugging into people outside of you to get the feels. So it's almost like a little bit of codependency got cleared.
Huge.
Yeah. Huge. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. And you did your food and gut test, I'm assuming.
Yep.
You did your hormone test.
Yep.
What were the findings? Were you shocked? How did you handle that? How did that go?
You know, I've done food tests before, but I think that the food test was helpful from the perspective that it was a guideline for things. There was a lot of yellow and not very much orange or red on mine, which was good. And there was also a lot of green. So to think about it as things that I could eat instead of can't do this and this and this and this, I knew it was going to be a change, but I think coupled with the hormone part was really eye-opening for me. Cause I can't remember what they were, but there were four of them and two of them were super high and two of them were super low. And one of them, I think my thyroid was all out of whack. And I'm like, okay, my mom has thyroid issues. And every time I've gone to the doctor, everybody says everything's fine. And I've always thought that they were full of shit, but here we are and we're fixing it.
And you know, the thyroid is at the, what you just said, it's the, when is it going to be my turn? When are y'all going to check on me? It's like, kind of like not resentment, but kind of sort of, it's feeling like you're responsible for everybody else. That's kind of like what thyroid's all about. Isn't that crazy?
Thyroid and then my adrenals, because I was telling Gracie on one of the second calls, I was like, I do all this stuff and I'm just freaking exhausted all the time. And it doesn't make sense, none of it, but my adrenals were screwed as well, which is another reason she's like, yeah, let's hold off on the workout stuff. It'll be okay. We just need to right the ship and then we'll point you in the right direction.
How long did you not do workout, or are you doing workouts now or no?
I am. They're minimal right now. Like, cause I play basketball once a week in a competitive league. So that's like super high impact, crazy stuff. I maybe get one or two sessions in the rest of the week. Cause I just started this new position probably in March, trying to get all that kind of stuff done. So relationship trauma, job transition, all these things, like I'm lucky to get one or two in right now, but I would say the first 30 days were no workouts because I was just trying to get enough sleep.
See, and that's the thing. Certain women will say that's why they can't do this right now, as they just started a new job and all that. But just like Rochelle in the last interview and you, it sounds like doing something like this is your lifeline while you're going through that other stuff.
Yeah, I needed it. And I knew I needed it.
Yeah, yeah, totally. So the hormones, they definitely found an issue where your other doctor said no. The food and gut decent. I love your positive attitude instead of like, not that the other attitude is bad. Like I had the other attitude at one point, like I felt very, woe is me, you know, but that came from this deep shame and I needed to feel like I was being punished. So of course I had to, you know, feel that way. So I love your attitude on that. The workouts. Okay. You mentioned your body hurting. Do you have specific areas where you would hurt? Would you ache when you woke up? Like, how would your body hurt before?
So it's funny. I got all the way through collegiate athletics with no major injuries, which no one ever does that. It's nuts. And then I started playing competitive men's leagues after that. And a year apart from each other, I tore my left and then my right Achilles tendon, and had to come back from those, and then had a shoulder, a labrum tear in my right shoulder. So I've had three orthopedic surgeries, right? And even when you just sit on a plane and go from a pressure change, your body just kind of tenses up and aches. And I've always had a tight low back, which I'm sure is part of the reason that I tore my Achilles. I mean, I got stepped on both times, but that's neither here nor there. So getting out of bed just never felt good. I never was one of those people that just like popped up out of bed and was like, sweet, let's take on the day. I'd look at Morning People and be like, y'all are on some shit. 'Cause that's not me. But, I just always felt creaky in my joints and my bones. And I could tell even like from like wearing a piece of jewelry that I was just puffy all the time, like just inflamed. And so even though I could do stuff and squat and deadlift insane amounts of weight because I have good muscle mass, I just never felt good.
Okay. Let's say that was a 10, where would you say it is now? And how far in the program are you day wise or month?
Ooh, that's a good question. So I think we are, God, I don't even know if I'm in 90 days. I might be 90 days. I have no idea. If that was a 10 in terms of feeling that badly, I'm easily at a 5. Like I'm great in terms, like I still have moments where I wake up and my Achilles haven't like warmed up yet. And I sort of duck foot across to the bathroom. But after that, it's night and day. And even I was on the FaceTime with my parents last night and my dad's like, oh, your cheeks look, you know, longer. Like he was trying to tell me my face looked like leaner and stuff, but he couldn't really find the words. It was kind of cute, but yeah. So I feel better.
All right. So not even 90 days or maybe 90 days. And yeah, we're got the inflammation down by half, and it's not by doing, you know, detoxes or cleanses. It's not by doing anything extreme. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Lots of emotional stuff here. I mean, I know it sounds crazy and people hear that word and they're like, I'm in therapy. I'm already doing that. It's not the same. It's just not the same. Yeah. How would you say, like, if you had to sell this program and they're like, well, I already do therapy, Justine, I already do personal growth, I already read the books. Like, I mean, I'm good there.
Sure. I would say two things. Okay. It's one thing to sit and talk to people and to have that dialogue, right? Like that exchange is always good because you get to get things out of your spirit, right? But if you get it out and then you never do anything with it, it's probably going to go right back in there. And so what this program has done for me is kind of the science of habit. Like when you take a habit out, you don't just leave the hole. You have to replace it with something. So it's given me things to do instead of just not doing the thing. Like when someone tells you not to think of a pink elephant, well, what are you going to think of the pink? So you've given them the thing not to think about. Yeah. It's not a don't do this. It's like when this thing happens that you know you're going to struggle with, you're going to have those worthiness thoughts, you're going to have the shame thoughts, you're going to have the guilt thoughts, go through the whole list. This is what happens when you do that so that you're equipped to take on the things that are going to happen. We don't live life in a vacuum.
I just told a lady today, she's all game. You know, she's been in the pre-launch and she's ready to upgrade. And I said, you know, but what about those days? I said, this ain't going to be all beautiful. I said, you're going to go through probably some shit because I see it in your field. Like I can just tell there's some stuff in her field. And I said, are you just want to, you know, I want to refine, I can't do this program kind of thing. Because we've had people do that. They just want to quit. Or then the first time one thing gets kind of hard, they just want to give up. Right. I said, so are you really ready to like sit with that shit? Because that's the obstacle is the way, you know, and I actually just challenged her at that. But I love that you said that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. So jewelry, so non-scale victories, you said your clothes are fitting better.
Oh, yeah.
Inflammation's down, GI issues, sleep issues. I mean, did you have those? Are those better?
I definitely had GI issues. I think that that was the one thing that I did get from my, functional doctors that helped. And so it was easy for Gracie and I to find a solution to a thing that I sort of already knew was an issue. I just needed the digestive enzyme to help me. But I was decently regular. I think the sleep thing is always weird for me because I'm a night owl because events happen in the evenings, weekends. And so it's when I'm working. And so to try to get myself to shut down so that I can actually get my sleep still remains to be something I probably should hone in on my evening routine. But I think that I have a deep amount of sleep. So
yeah. It'll take time. You know, I do the same when I go to California, back to Florida. It just throws you off, you know?
It does.
Just throws you off. Okay. So a lot's changed. Where do you think you'd be right now if you didn't join?
My gosh. That is such a good, it almost gives me that tightness that I hate in my chest, right?
No, like tightness. We can,
it is, I'm just so grateful that I did, honestly. Like, I feel like I'm in a good place to lead other people. I feel like I'm in a good place to be comfortable in my skin, even though I don't love the package it's in right now. I'm getting to the place where it's okay that it's the package it is right now. There's no loathing of that. And that's a huge big step for me. Like, I was at a place where I would purposely not look in the mirror while I was walking by, and that's a problem, right? And I don't do that anymore. So
it takes time. Yeah. You know, you're 90 days, man. We have, you know, the big ones, I think one state, Sissy is her name. She's down 240 pounds and divorced her narcissistic husband of 20 years. It's taken her probably 7-8 years, you know?
Wow. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You don't have that much, you not like that, but I'm just saying it just takes time. I mean, it's taken me years to really hone in on my adrenals and get it, you know, going. Now, you mentioned one thing I want to cover before we end, money blocks. You said you noticed you had a little money block. Will you just share what you meant about, can you tell us more about that money block thing?
I think when you start to do some of the emotional work, you understand when, if you're observant enough, when you're talking about certain things, what your body does. Like, you follow the fear, you follow the tension, you follow what happens to you when you go to certain places. And the nervousness that I felt of, am I going to be wasting another amount of money, or this is a lot per month? Where is it going to come from? All the analytical things that we do as high achievers. But I had a soul moment that just said, Justine, like, if you're not going to invest in yourself, what should you be investing in? And I didn't know the answer. So I need to invest in myself and in a way that will yield me some results. I've always been a deep thinker, deep feeler. And I think because there was that component to this program, it made sense to take the leap of faith, because that's what it was.
Deep feeler, deep thinker. And that's what made the difference. Now, because you could have, you know, you've done a lot of programs. Like, in your mind, did you think, like, the worst case scenario, well, if I don't get results, this is thousands of dollars. Like, how, did you even have moments of that? Like, well, what if this doesn't work?
Yeah.
Okay. How did you overcome that?
I think I said in my head, what do I have to lose if it doesn't work? I'll be right back where I am right now. And I'm like, that's not a terrible place to be. It's not where I want to be, but it just means I need to try something else. Like, I was so determined to find a solution that if this wasn't the right thing, that I knew that I was going to find it eventually. Cause I couldn't stop telling myself that I was not going to be that person that's like, this is just how it's going to be. Like,
oh my God.
I got out of my marriage because I was like, this is not how it's going to be. I will not settle for that. So I wasn't going to do it in this category either.
You're just soul led. You know, I swear, it's almost like you listen to my private video I did today, because it's going to be a podcast. And I did it for single moms, because I said, because women come in, they're like, well, I'm a single mom in this. And I said, that's your story. That's like saying, well, my skin color is different, so I won't, you know, I will gain more weight than this. Like, what the fuck? Like, you really want that to be your story? You know what I mean? And I said, let me give you a solution. I told them how I think. And you and I are a lot alike. It's like, I'm so determined, and I will just, it's like this relentlessness. When I want something, I'm gonna get it. I may fail. I just don't see things as failure, because even if it's a money thing, I'm like, I'll make more money. Mm-hmm. So you sound a lot like me. And I think that's just that, I don't even know what you call it. It's that it's a perseverance, determination type attitude. I mean, how would you describe the type of woman that you are, that spirit?
It's funny, because the phrase that comes into my head when you say that in my less eloquent fashion is just somebody that just keeps fucking going.
Keeps fucking going. That's it. Just keep fucking going. That's it.
I'm going to find a way. And I think that the beautiful part about this is that in my finding a way when I was younger, it was lift more, run whatever. And now finding a way is going to the right place, sitting in the right stuff, getting the right process. Doesn't, it might mean not talking to somebody, not talking their ear off. It can mean a myriad of things, but I'm going to keep fucking going.
It's going in. You know what? I swear it's getting in touch with our feminine, the essence of who we really are, opening our hearts up and getting to that divine masculine feminine. To just more love, man. That's all it's about. It's more love going in, more love. Because the more we love ourselves, we don't talk negatively to ourselves. We make sure we take care of ourselves. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. And I think one of the fun parts, it's funny. I think you posted this. It must have been, maybe it was in Hot Moms. I don't know if it was Hot Moms or the free group, but like, what's your favorite Casey-ism? And I laughed because I really wanted to post something at that moment, but I didn't have anything. And then I was in the kitchen the other day listening to one of your things. And I used to get so offended by the word bitch. Right.
Yeah.
And like, now that we're in this program, it's like, I talk exactly like you do. And my friends are looking at me. I'm like, oh, it's fine. It's just whatever. And so now it's part of me and I'm not like so offended by it, but I think that that's me opening up and not being so rigid. Like, you will not say this and you will whatever. And it just, yeah. So my favorite word is bitch now.
And I love it. I just picture it. Like, I've got some gay guy friends, man. And when they say it, I just feel so much love about bitch. It's just like, you know, Megan Thee Stallion, like these powerful female rappers. And mm-hmm. it's the acknowledgement of like, now it could go both ways. But yeah, for me, it's just, I don't know. When somebody's like, bitch, it's just a power. It's powerful. I love it. I love it. But no, I asked that because we were getting merch. Coffee mugs made for, you know, merchandise for Christmas. And I love drinking out of things that have these positive, powerful, energetic things on it. And so that's why I was asking y'all so we could put on a coffee mug. So maybe we need one that's like, you're a hot bitch. I don't know.
Yep.
Yeah. Bad bitch. I love it. Okay. Last one.
Yeah.
If let's see. Okay. Those that are hesitant about booking a call and enrolling, what would you say to them?
I would say that you would be surprised at the things that you will discover about yourself. And your most important relationship that you have in your life is the one you have with yourself. So why not go learn that?
Drop the mic, baby. When are you going to start being like, you need to take up side something on coaching. I'm just saying.
I appreciate you. I do. Well, I mean, I was a coach in my former whatever, but yes, thank you for that.
It's amazing. Like, start a podcast. I don't know. It's amazing. I love it. I love it. Millionaire Matrix is right around the corner. But no, stay in here. Give yourself a year, 2-3 years with us. I mean, you did the mastermind. It's basically, you know, forever.
Yeah.
You're going to, it's going to be incredible what you do. I'm excited to watch.
I'm in, man. It's going to be good stuff.
Well, cool. Is there anything else that you wish, you know, think of yourself 2 years ago, a year ago, whatever, listening to something like this? Is there something that you would just really want to know that we didn't go over?
That's a great question. You know, the more that I talk about like the money blocks, and I know that I think it's Money Codes is the course. I need to, that's the next thing that I want to buy.
Well, you don't need to buy it. It's in there. You paid for Mastermind. You got access to everything.
Fair enough. Well, there it is then.
You're good. Like, you have all access to everything. So Money Codes. Okay. Yeah. What were you going to say about it?
Oh, I wanted to have that be the next thing that I go through from like my new way that I see the world. Right. Cause I went through Clear My Shit and I went through Resilient as Fuck. And both of those really spoke to my soul. And it's this thing over here about how I have a relationship with money that I feel like takes me to that next level up. Cause the more resistance that you encounter when you're walking toward a specific dream means you're just on the right freaking path. And we got budget shit going on here that we need to fix. I got my personal budget shit that I need to fix. So the universe is like, okay, let's fix this stuff with money.
Oh my God. This is so exciting. Money. When I cracked open my money stuff, my life shifted. I can't even tell you. I think that was because money is really, it's energy. It's paper. It's just paper, right? But we give it this thing, but it's just an energy. And for me, it had everything. It's security. It has everything to do with our like root chakra and heart chakra, heart center, root center, which is all about feeling like we belong here. Like we're safe here. We're taken care of. It's security, right? And then also love. resourceful, feeling loved, feeling supported. Like, how good does it feel right now? I mean, just think about it. If no strings were attached, Sky Daddy, Big G was like, or something. Okay.
Yeah.
Cause it's like spirit. Let's say somebody in the physical said, here's, you know, 10 grand
mm-hmm.
Or 50,000, no strings attached. You're just amazing. I want you to enjoy it.
Ugh.
You know, like, could you receive that?
Yeah. I mean, now I could. I don't think I could 2 months ago.
Right. So now if you could just receive it and then they said it again next month, like, let's just say there's you're on a trust and you just literally didn't even have to work. And but you could, you know, you want to do purpose work, but you don't have to worry about anything anymore. You can get massages. You can get your house clean. Like, just take care of you. Like it's like this laid back energy of you're so it makes you want to cry because you feel so grateful, you know. That's money. And when you can connect to that, it's an energy. And you just stay in this vibe because good people, okay, with money is what it's about. More good people need money. And shout out to my favorite money coach, Amanda Francis. And then that book, Get Rich Lucky Bitch, if you haven't read that, great book. That's one of probably my favorite money books, Get Rich Lucky Bitch. But Money Codes is my personal, like what I did. I took all the mentors that I've used or, you know, did their stuff, all of them from day one, every book, and then my personal life experience. And then I'm going to keep adding to it. Cause I mean, when I started Money Codes, I mean, I was like very poverty mindset, you know, now we're at seven figures. I'm going to just keep adding to it because I change every year. There's always something every year I'm learning about money and energetics and blocks and it's just cool shit. So I am super pumped for you to do that.
It's going to be great.
Hell yes. Okay. Get the bag. All right, girl. Well, where can people follow you if they just, or do you like people following you or not really?
I guess I don't necessarily care. I mean, my Instagram is public because I do a lot of posting for our school and all of that. But
well, if somebody, she's in our free group. Will you spell your name out loud? So if they want to find you in our free group, they can just ping you.
Yeah, absolutely. My first name is Justine. So Justin with an E on the end, Justine, and then square like the shape.
Easy peasy. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your day. And you're such an inspiration. We got your back. Let's do this. Give it a year, man. Give it a year. And then let's just keep leveling the fuck up. 5 years down the road, we're going to be high-fiving. You're going to have your own business. Like, let's go.
I'm telling you, Casey, it's a godsend. Thank you for doing what you're doing. It's good shit, man.
You're so welcome. Love it. Talk to you soon.
This is it. I've got a free training, caseyship.com/register. Be sure to grab that and then join my free Facebook group and just reach out. Struggle is not required. So hit me up, caseyship.com/register. Talk to you soon.